The Air Heritage Trail, shaped in the outline of a C-130 Hercules and built on ground once part of an active runway, stands in tribute to the men and women of the Youngstown Air Reserve Station. The base itself sits just beyond these grounds, continuing a mission that has touched every corner of the world. Today, we invite you to walk with us through more than 8 decades of service, sacrifice, and transformation. Our story begins in 1943, during the Second World War. That year, the Air Forces activated a new unit, the 757th Bombardment Squadron. Its airmen trained first in New Mexico, then moved to Utah, where they prepared for combat in the skies over Europe. In January 1944, they entered the fight from airfields in Italy. Over the next year and a half, they flew 242 combat missions, targeting bridges, railways, factories, and strongholds across southern and central Europe. Their precision and perseverance earned them the Distinguished Unit Citation, one of the highest honors awarded to American combat units. When the war ended in 1945, the squadron was inactivated, its mission complete, but its spirit would one day return. In 1947, the United States Air Force became an independent branch of the armed forces. As the Cold War settled over the world, America strengthened its reserved forces to ensure readiness. The 757th was reactivated, redesigned, reorganized, and assigned new responsibilities during the early years of this tension-filled era. The 757th was reactivated, redesignated, reorganized, and assigned new responsibilities during the early years of this tension-filled era. After several moves, the unit was stationed at Bird Field, Virginia. Then came a pivotal moment. In 1958, the squadron and its mission was transferred to Youngstown, Ohio. What arrived here was more than just personnel. It brought with it the aircraft that would define the early decades of air operations in the Mahoning Valley. The C-119 Flying Boxcar. These twin boom transports were rugged, loud, and unmistakable. Their arrival signaled the birth of a long-lasting military aviation presence in northeastern Ohio. During these years, the base also served as home to the 79th Fighter Group, equipped with the supersonic F-102 Delta Dagger. These interceptors played a key role in continental air defense throughout the 1950s and up to 1960, standing on alert to counter Cold War threats from above. For the surrounding communities, this era marked the moment when local skies filled with the roar of jet engines and the base became a symbol of national vigilance. Throughout the 1960s, the Youngstown installation grew alongside America's expanding reserve force. A major change came with the introduction of the Air Reserve Technician Program, which combined military and civilian expertise into a stable, highly skilled workforce. This created a strong bond between the station and the Mahoning Valley. Airmen lived here, worked here, raised families here, and the community embraced the mission, supporting its citizen airmen during times of uncertainty. The period also reflected the tension, hope, and conflict of the Cold War. Airmen trained for deployments and supported national needs, even as the Vietnam War deeply divided the country they served. By 1971, the station entered a bold new chapter. The trusty C-119 flying boxcars were retired, and the 910th was redesignated as a special operations group. The new aircraft was the A-37 Dragonfly, a compact, fast, and highly maneuverable jet. This transition marked not only a technological leap, but an entirely new mission set. Close air support, tactical strike training, advanced jet operation and maintenance. It required retraining, retooling, and tremendous effort. But Youngstown's airmen rose to the challenge, redefining the identity and capability of the unit. Then, in October 1972, tragedy struck. An A-37 from the station was lost during a training mission in Pennsylvania, and 2 skilled pilots lost their lives. The incident deeply affected the unit and the community. In the years that followed, the Wing invested heavily in a culture of safety, one so effective that the 910th would go on to achieve decades of accident-free flight operations, recording more than 145,000 safe flying hours by the 21st century. The legacy of those lost is honored in every sortie flown with care, discipline, and precision. In the early 1980s, Youngstown entered the era that continues to define it today. The station transitioned to the legendary C-130 Hercules, a versatile, powerful aircraft capable of operating from short, rough, or improvised airfields around the world. With the Hercules came new missions: global airlift of passengers, cargo, and equipment, humanitarian operations in disaster-stricken areas, aeromedical evacuation, and the station's most unique contribution, the Department of Defense's only aerial spray mission, combating insect-borne disease and supporting environmental recovery after events such as oil spills. This era solidified the 910th as an indispensable asset not only to the Air Force, but to federal and state agencies nationwide. As the Cold War ended, Youngstown's airmen were called upon for new challenges. Units deployed in support of operations in the Middle East throughout the 1990s, including peacekeeping and humanitarian missions. Then, on September 11, 2001, everything changed. Almost immediately, airmen from the station deployed to support operations Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. Throughout the 2000s, members of the 910th rotated through combat zones, transportation hubs, and logistical centers across the world. The rhythm of service grew constant. So did the sacrifices of airmen, families, and employers who supported repeated deployments. Today, the Youngstown Air Reserve Station remains one of the most active, capable, and respected reserve installations in the nation. Its airmen continue to deploy globally and respond locally, supporting allies, defending the nation, and aiding communities affected by crisis. And here, on this trail's grounds, crafted from the shape of a C-130's mighty wingspan, you stand on land once touched by generations of airmen who practiced takeoffs, landings, and missions that would later carry them across continents. This trail honors them. Through the shape of the Hercules, through the path you walk, through the stories carried in the hearts of those who served nearby. As you explore the Air Heritage Trail, may you feel the echoes of those who trained on this very ground, those who left from here to serve across the world, and those who continue their mission just beyond these fences. From 1943 to 1958, to 1971, 1972, and the early 1980s, and into the decades that followed, the legacy of the Youngstown Air Reserve Station endures. Thank you for joining us on this journey through time, and welcome to a place where history still rises, still flies, and still inspires.